انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Hey Alexa, what time is it?
It is time for the truth to finally come out, Siri. Now the people can find out the truth behind the screen.
We're gonna break the screen to unearth the truth. So buckle up your seatbelt, because it's gonna be a bumpy ride. This is Gannatullah, and on Digital Perfection, or is it? 90s FM Radio.
Digital Perfection مع Gannatullah. كل يوم أربع الساعة 9:30 على تسعينات FM.
Hi guys, welcome back to Digital Perfection with Gannatullah. So over these past few weeks, we've been talking about multiple things that can happen to us or to other people, but nevertheless, they affect us in ways that we can't even imagine. You see these things around the world happening, and as well as the problems that are happening with yourself, you kind of feel like you're drowning in sorrow and in your feelings, but you know that these things are very harmful to your mental health if you keep these things bottled up inside. And it's easy to get swept into these feelings that want to keep you down, basically, and suddenly all you want is to stay into this little bubble that's away from the world. You want to stay in this safe space. For example, you want to stay in your bed, you never want to get out, or even open the blinds, or open your phone, because you have this overwhelming fear of actually facing the world. You see all these things happening, and you say, I don't want to be involved in all of this. You see all of these things happening, and you say, I'm afraid to go out, and maybe I can face one of these things. These feelings are valid. They are really valid, because we can't deny that there is evil in the world. We can't deny that there are things that are happening and that will happen. It's always going to be there. There are always things that want to keep us down. From the social injustices that we witness to the personal struggles, we know every day can't be a good day. Your personal struggles with the social injustices, it's guaranteed that you will have a good day, and sometimes you'll have a bad day where you just want to go home. You just want to be alone. But you can't have these good days and expect that you will always have these days. You have to have a bad day so you know what you're grateful for, so you can continue making these good days happen. But it's known that sometimes we can let these bad days continue and continue and continue. And this is a mistake. We can say that these bad days are just bad days, but we don't. It's in our human nature to make these mistakes. And you have the right to drag it on a little bit and feel sorry for yourself. Feel all these feelings, but don't make it that it will become everything in your life. Don't let yourself drown in these sorrows. Don't let these feelings overwhelm you and basically consume you, because these bad days are always followed with good days. You'll have a good day where you're feeling that you can do anything, and maybe another day you'll feel like you can't. You can't even go to another room in your house, or you can't even do the basic things. And that's okay, because we have all gone through something and we have seen other people go through something. But it's always important to know that these bad days, these things that you see, that you witness, that happen to you, in the end, sometimes they can be a blessing, because you'll always have a lesson to learn in life. You can't go through life without learning anything. You'll just be someone who's just there, just existing. And That's something we don't want. We want to actually live our lives. We want to make mistakes. We want to have the good days, but also the bad, because these bad days also help shape us. And when you see everything happening, you know that sometimes your bad day can get worse. You can anticipate these things happening, but you have to know that if it happens, it happens. But at least you can look forward to doing something that makes you happy. You can focus on being content inside instead of sitting there and thinking of these feelings over and over and over again. But we all know that sometimes we just want to feel those feelings so we can say, we thought this through and we will change. And sometimes you want to sit and just continue. And that's okay. That's okay too. We all have the right to do all of these things. Because I know firsthand, it's kind of hard to get out of these feelings. It's very hard to actually pick yourself up and know that you're still gonna have a good day. But we're gonna talk about these good days and bad days a little bit more after this short break. This is Lift Me Up by Rihanna.
Lift me up, hold me down, keep me close, safe and sound. Keep me safe, safe and sound.
We know these problems that we witness and go through are always going to be there. The most that we can do is control ourselves and be content with who we are, when we're being discriminated from discriminated or maybe just judged by who we are or features that we can't change. Now, discrimination is a big word, but to be honest, we all know what it is, and most of us have gone through discrimination. Now, discrimination has been a part of society for decades, and people have suffered because of it. But why are we actively bringing up the new generation to cope with the struggles of being discriminated, rather than challenge it ourselves and change the stigma? How come we want people to cope and we say, this is the world we live in and it won't change? How about we change it ourselves? These problems are going to exist, but how can we raise a new generation and tell them, you, from a young age, you're going to be judged? How about we tell them, it's in your hands to change this, to make these bad things be going away or softer, or get people to start talking so we can see what they think about these things. Now, we complain and complain in this world. We complain about things that we want to change rather than actually changing it. We say that there is so much hatred in the world, but we add to it. We don't create positivity. We are actively making the world worse. And by making it worse, you are seeking hatred. You are constantly saying that we deserve to have worse days than what we are already having. You're teaching others and yourself that this is the way it's going to be and it's never going to change. We have to say in our minds, this is the way it is, but why are you making it okay to spread the hate? Why are you making it okay to see something happen and not report it? Why are you making it okay to see all of these things happening but saying, well, it's not happening to me, so why should I say it's happening to someone else? You have to stop this mindset. You have to say, this person is going through something and they can't maybe express it. They are restricted in some way and they can't say that this is happening, so maybe I should help them by spreading the awareness. Spreading the awareness is so important. It's the first step to knowing that there is something going on in the world. Now, there's spreading awareness, and then there's gathering people to help this certain cause. It's important also because you're going to say, yes, this is happening. Now, how can we fix it? How can we help? Not necessarily fix, but how can we help these people that are going through this to have an easier time, to maybe make the road easier for them, to show them that there is something or someone who's actually looking out for them? So why are we spreading all this hatred when there are steps to take to get this kind of mindset to be the social standard? How are we spreading hatred and complain that there is hatred when we know that if we come together, we can actually change it? So this mindset is really toxic and it should be changed in a way, but we don't know how to necessarily change it, or actually not know. We are scared because fear, it's all around us, it's within us, and sometimes it can consume us. But we're gonna talk about this fear, but the actions also. First, this is Good Days by SZA.
Can step out, get some air now, let your edge out. Touch some ice, but you'll be heavy in my mind. Can you get the heck out? I need rest now, got me bummed out. You, baby, baby, baby. I've been on my empty mind. I should've kept from losing the rest of me. I worry that I will. is urgent. Trying to make some simple change. Got me a war in my mind. Gotta let go and wait. Can't keep what's holding me. Choose the right, but it will break up and follow me. All the while, I'll wave my arm and feel with a smile. Still wanna try, still believe in good days. Always inside, good that they're living in my mind. Told me I'm on my fears, my never faces. I disappear if you let me. Feeling like Jericho, feeling like Joe when he lost it. Gotta hold my own, my cross to get a long night. Ooh, way to dip, way to kill the mood. No, you like that, can't groove it, baby, baby. Heavy on my empty mind. I gotta keep on losing the rest of me. Still worried that I wasted the best of me on you, baby. It's urgent. Trying to make some simple change. Got me a war in my mind. Gotta let go and wait. Can't see what's holding me. Choose the right, but it will pick up and find me. Gotta get right, tryna free my mind before the end of the world. I don't miss no ex, I don't miss no text. I choose not to respond. I don't regret, just pretend never happened. Half of us laying waste of our youth. It's in the present. Half of us chasing fountains of youth, and it's in the present now.
Throughout this experience, we have talked about various things. Now, they range from mental health and its crucial importance, but also we have talked about seeking the truth for ourselves and for others, and how it's a right that we should act on. But most importantly, we've talked about living your life for yourself while continuously finding yourself. Because you never know who you are, especially at this age. And if we don't know who we are, how can we help each other? So how are you going to help others find themselves when you don't know yourself? We would want someone to help us too, from anything that we might go through. Now, these people are going to be all around us, so we need someone or other people around us to come together and create a safe space where they're openly helping one another. Because if you saw maybe someone that you know very and you love them very dearly, you would want to help them. The same goes for other people helping you. We are constantly needing to help one another. We depend on one another. We are a very social kind of group as humans. And everyone deserves to have help. Everyone deserves to experience these good days. So that means we should actually start helping each other more, coming together, creating a good environment, a good community, where it's more than just judging each other because of how we act, how we dress, how basically even who we are, things that we can't change. So you see these cracks in society and social media that are full of criticism and hate, and they are just not going to go away because we continue to think that these things that are happening are normal. We continue to think that let's just go on with it and maybe someone else can change it. Well, it's not just one person that can change it. It's everyone. Yes, one person can start the conversation, but how are they going to start the conversation when no one wants to listen? How are they going to start this movement if everyone just blocks them away? They will keep making you think that what's happening is normal, and this resentment can grow inside you. Now, we can't grow until we know the difference between normal, how we should live our lives, and the lives that social media and society thinks is normal, or thinks how basically thinks that this is the way we should live and this is the standard. We have to know and identify who or what, how do you want to live? How do you want your legacy or your history to be? You can't say, I just want to get by. You have to live for something. How are you going to stay and make an impact in the world? Even if it's the tiniest thing, you can always do something. So why can't we start the conversation? And it's good to know that there are cracks, because you can only get better. It only goes up from here. And it's good to know what the cracks are. It's the awareness that we need. It's the dedication to tell other people, these things that are happening are not normal. So why are we letting it happen? So you have to look at yourself, look at others, look at what's happening. You see these monstrosities happening around you and you just continue living your life? No, you talk about it. You may just talk about it with your friends. You might say, oh, have you seen what's happening here? This is the smallest thing, but it can make the biggest impact, because if you tell someone and they're actually interested, this person might tell someone else and someone else. So now there's a conversation, there's awareness, and it's spread, and it's just the beginning, because there are a few more steps to take. There's a few more steps that we know that we should take, but we're afraid to. And the most important thing is to actually go through with the tasks, because it's not only is it at our fingertips, but it's also our right to live in a world where we want something good to happen to us, to the next generation, even the older generation. We all have a right to live in a world where we are free to be ourselves and not be judged just because we feel a certain way or we look a certain way. We have the right to know and fix society, because you can't keep living in a world where it just wants to keep you down. So this has been the talk and the discussions throughout this whole radio show. So this was Digital Perfection with Gannatullah on 90s FM Radio.
I want As I did not think I do, start to move. Start to move like you smoke a la groove. Just they bounce with the groove. No carry do. If you lose guard, then go bounce with your boo. I can vouch for my crew. I'm telling you, and today do. Lifestyle of a crew. Make you dance, look they look. Then go they look. Then go they look. As if it's not enough. If I do 99, good, it go remain one. Don't know how to show you my love without fucking up. But I can buy you a new baby. Straight from me. Nothing at all.
Okay.
Be like a juju calabar. Give me more like a be bouncer. One paragon. Take me high, I don't want to land. Until now, I don't understand the why. No matter what I do, it's not enough. If I do 99, good, it go remain one. Don't know how to show you my love without fucking up. While I am faded, just a shake.
Make you know they shall I don't want nobody to give my matter like for this life I day. I want to be celebrated. Don't wanna waste my days. I want to spend them on enjoyment. Baby, grab a day.
Every day party, yeah.